Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Wednesday, Friday. You know it's Wedding Wednesday. It is Work It Out Wednesday. Listen, we're going to work it out on today. Listen, oh my God, I'm starting out with a life lesson. Here goes. Now, listen, you guys, you know I'm a trained, licensed life coach trained by Monique Carradine, who was a reporter and journalist at Fox 32 News many years ago. She's no longer there. All right, so listen, you guys, before I get started with the music. You guys, it's going to be Work It Out Wednesday. Let me tell you something up in here. If you never, ever work on what's going on in the inside, you'll never be able to work it out. Let me tell you something. There's this thing called life, right? You don't know what's going to happen. So listen, it's like this. You got letter A and you got letter Z. And in between is us. Listen, I'm going to put myself in the mix, okay? So listen, life is the beginning and the ending. Now, what you do in between A and Z is determined by you. You've got to make up your mind how you're going to work out the middle stuff, all right? It's just like a can of biscuits. It's just like Pillsbury biscuits. If you never put the biscuits in the oven, they're never going to rise. So listen, this is the way you work it out. Whatever you're working on, whatever the problem is, you got to work it out, honey. You got to figure out what to put in the oven so it can rise and come to fruition, right? And that's what you got to do. Now, if you just sit there, you just think about it, wop, 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 you're never going to figure it out. So listen, you got to get off your tush. You got to get into it. You got to work it out. You got to figure out what you're going to put in the oven so it can bake for you, honey. If you never put anything in the oven, nothing is ever going to happen. So that's why today is Work It Out Wednesday. So listen, guys, this is what you got to do. This is what you got to do. Whatever your goals are, whatever you want to do, you got to figure out what you're going to do first, what you're going to do second, what you're going to do third, and you're going to get to the end, right? And that's your goal. So listen. I'm broadcasting live from the Windy City. Yes, honey, it's sunny again. It is sunny outside. It's 69 degrees. It is wonderful. A little cool, but it's really nice out today. Okay, so listen. It's June the 7th, 2023. 1:44 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone. And, oh, my God, it's hot up in here in the studio. And it's 2:44 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is a time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it on up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karan Bhutani. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumbarum, gumbarum.com, G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, gumbarum.com. We do have two different flavors in stock. We have natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumbarum is Steve Shakalaka, Shakalaka, boop, boop, yeah. Listen, he's the hardest worker at time, man. I am a DSC. I'm telling that man is running around in circles. He's running up and down in Boston and Florida. Listen, hats off to you, Steve Gunn. I really appreciate it. Oh, my God. And listen, the Fierce Female Network is hitting a major milestone. We really are. We're going to be on TV, Channel 50 in Hawaii, Channel 50 in Hawaii. It's Hot Rock TV. It's going to be Hot Rock TV. Oh, my gosh. Listen, these things don't happen overnight. And I thank my lucky stars that Steve Gunn has really got on board with Fierce Female. I really appreciate him to the utmost. So listen, if you're in Boston, if you're in Florida, pick up a bottle of Gumbarum, for God's sakes. It's the smoothest rum you ever get. And listen, if you're not in Boston, if you're not in Florida, you can get it online at gumbarum.com. Listen, Internet, come on and do your thing up in here. We'll be right back. Yes, indeed. Your music is being heard all over the world. Yes, indeed. Listen, I want you guys to do me a favor if you're on Facebook. And you are on Facebook. Listen, it doesn't take a mad scientist to figure out the whole world is on Facebook. You know what I'm saying. So listen, use the keyword, the fear, see that when the page comes up. Give it a like, and I'd greatly appreciate it. Listen. Got some hot music. It is the Music Therapy Experiment. Yes, indeed. Going to get on down with it on today. Going to jump right in it, y'all, because the Music Therapy Experiment is the boss sauce, my darlings. Listen, if you're out on your lunch break or whatever you're doing and you're checking out the Fierce Female Network on iHeartRadio, Spotify, or iTunes or Amazon Music, listen, I want you guys to lock it in, you know, and you always get our notifications when I am on air. So listen, this song is called Neurogenesis. I love it. Check this out. Neurogenesis. All right. There's Neurogenesis Music Therapy Experiment. I love me some Dr. John Klein. Can't say that much enough. Listen, you know, I don't, he's very creative. Let me say this. Dr. John Klein is very creative. He's very intelligent. Of course, he's educated because he's a doctor. He's a trained and a learned, skilled psychologist. He is a clinical psychologist. And I love what he's doing with the music therapy experiment. You know, and art, when it comes to art, you know, a lot of people, let me tell you, and I'm speaking from the heart, this is really true. I've noticed something in the last couple of days. I'm going to play the next song, which is coming up. It's called Sentimental. Of course, we all know a lot of people are stressed out and things is going on in the universe and the world today. But let me tell you something. I decided, because I give a lot of life lessons out on the show, right, on the Fierce Female Network, and I had kind of taken a hiatus or break from taking on clients in my coaching business. And it's been a long time since I haven't had time to really focus on it or pick up new clients. So in the last couple of days, I said, hey, you know what? I'm going to start back picking up new clients in my coaching practice, which is Get Fierce Coaching. And so I noticed a lot of times there's like 600 people. Let me tell you something. 600 people, and I'm not making this up. This is the honest God truth. So the way I work it, there is a site that I work from, and they give me leads every day that I can see what interests me and things of that nature. So listen, it's like 678 leads in the system, in my particular batch. And I started scrolling down and looking and looking and looking. And, of course, it wasn't hard to recognize and notice pretty much every single one, almost every single one, guess what, wanted help with dealing with stress, trying to learn how to cope. And I said, oh, my God, there is so much that people are going through. You know what I'm saying? And so, listen, we got to be helpers one to another. We have to learn to give grace to one another. And listen, myself included, I'm trying to learn better how to give grace to the next person. Because guess what? As you give it out, it's being measured back to you. We all need grace. We all need to have patience with one another. Listen, no one is perfect, right? So listen. We got to do that, right? So listen, I don't want to keep going on and on. So my point is this. Everyone is through something. When I decided to start picking up one or two more clients in my coaching practice, I noticed how much people are going through, and it says to me, you know, that bell went off. We got to have grace and patience with one another because you don't know what the next person is dealing with and what they're going through, and everyone needs a little grace. Everyone needs a little. So we got to be patient with one another. We really do. We really have to be patient with one another. We have to sometimes set aside our own little nuances and give grace and patience to the next person, because you don't know. So listen, the next song that's coming up is Sentimental. I love this song. It's by a group called Sky Eater. They're so adorable, and I love what they're doing. This song is Sentimental. Check this out.
Are you feeling sentimental?
my God, that is Sentimental by Sky Eater. You know, I keep listening to this song. I'm like, did they really borrow Sade's voice? This girl, she can really put it out. I'm telling you, Sentimental is really phenomenal. And I'm always feeling sentimental about something, you know, that's to go without saying. But listen, this song is really, really spicy. It's so jazzy. It's jazzy, it's bluesy. It is so silky good. It really is. It is phenomenal. And this girl that's singing, her voice is like, man, you can listen to her all day long. Hands down, you can listen to her all day long. I am telling you. It is the boss sauce. It really is. And, of course, I'm pretty much out of time. It's been Spankalicious good. You know it's been Superlicious, my darlings. I can't say enough good things about Sky Eater, what they do, and the music that they're thank you, Sky Eater. Thank you, Sky Eater, for what you do and music that you're putting out there. I love it. I love it, honey. Because you know what? When I'm setting the tone with my man, you know, I can have me a little sentimental playing in the background. You know what I'm saying. So listen, let me get on up out of here. I am pretty much out of time. But guess what? I get to do it all over again a little bit later on today. In the special words of Don Kaniz, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.